This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. The circus came to our state capitol yesterday. President Donald Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, held court before the State House Oversight Committee last night, attempting to sell lawmakers on a false narrative of massive voter fraud. He brought along his own witnesses, including a belligerent so-called freelance IT consultant, Melissa Carone, who began attacking a Republican lawmaker on the committee over poll book numbers.
The poll book is completely off. Completely off.
Off that by 30,000?
I'd say that poll book is off by over 100,000. That poll book, why don't you look at the registered voters on there? How many registered voters are on there? Do you even know the answer to that?
No, I guess I'm trying to get to the bottom of this here.
Zero. There's zero.
So my question then.
Again, this witness was attacking a conservative Republican lawmaker named Stephen Johnson, a lawmaker she would arguably need to persuade in her testimony about Democratic fraud. Several reporters and Lansing political analysts powered through a, shall we say, strange 4 hours of testimony. And among them was Michigan Radio's program director, Zoe Clark. Zoe, hi.
Hello, April.
There were so many moments that were hard to believe last night, from Rudy Giuliani questioning his own guests to witnesses haranguing lawmakers, overtly racist comments, and a committee chair gaveling down only specific members. It left a lot of reporters and longtime state government workers really speechless. How would you sum up the hearing?
So, did you ever see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster?
Yeah.
And stick with me here, April.
Yeah.
So, she goes to this other planet. She's meeting the aliens, and it's just gorgeous. And she says, they should have sent a poet. No words. They should have sent a poet. That's sort of how I'm feeling right now when you ask me to describe what was going on. I mean,
yeah.
It went from just sort of this hysterical watching, like, is this really happening, to a Saturday Night Live skit, to really just sort of depressing to watch.
The lawmakers who organized this hearing really kind of early on did not seem amused by their own guests. What happened?
I don't know that they necessarily knew what they were in for. I mean, you had the chair of the committee, Matt Hall. You know, he was allegedly told, apparently, by Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis, the other lawyer there, that they were going to hear new testimony. Well, it turned out that many of the witnesses had actually testified in sort of also this insanely long session the day before instead of the state Senate. So, you know, it was hard to tell whether the Republicans had sort of been hoodwinked, but it became clear very early on that sort of control was lost. And like you said, it became kind of this circus show, a very depressing circus show, really.
In his closing statement, Rudy Giuliani asked lawmakers to consider ignoring the will of the people and attempt to send a pro-Trump slate of electors to Electoral College proceedings. But this news kind of hardly made a ripple. Do you think that any of that actually landed with Michigan's lawmakers?
I don't. And I think some of that was because of just what the 4.5 hour spectacle was like. I mean, I don't even know that if there had been decorum and professionalism, that it would have changed any minds. Because, of course, ever since November 20th, when Majority Leader Shirky and Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield, as well as some other state senators and House members, went to D.C., right, in sort of the infamous a trip to the White House, to the Oval Office with the president. You know, ever since then, they said, we are not doing this. You know, the legislature will not choose these 16 electors. It is the will of the people. And so it was already a long shot. And again, this week, we heard from Shirky and from Chatfield again saying, no, you know, we are going to stick with the will of the people. We are not going to do this.
Michigan Radio's program director and resident political junkie, Zoe Clark. Zoe, thank you.
April, thanks so much.